Welcome back to Big Daddy Cade, Blues You Can Use. The blues train keeps rolling on with more live music and fun times ahead. Let's have a listen.
You guys met way back in the 70s. So tell me about that.
So we went a long time without seeing each other.
Well, I moved out of South Carolina in 82 and moved to San Diego for 14 years.
San Diego, Kermit, San Diego.
Yep. And I played in a praise band back there.
Right.
And she was playing with a band called the Howlin' Pack.
Oh, and, yeah. I heard of those guys.
Yeah.
I hadn't been married for 35 years. My wife had passed away. So I wasn't getting out doing much. And she kept texting me, telling me wanted me to come out and hear her band. So finally I did. And we were at Smokies.
Smokies place.
Yeah, good old Smokies.
Yeah.
And they got me into going to the blues jams.
Okay.
And I went here to play at Skinner's one Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, in St. George?
And somebody, and she kissed me on the cheek. And I became smitten. And I haven't been smitten ever since.
Well, Terry, how you feel about all this smitten and what's going on?
Oh, that's true. That's all true.
Right,
yeah,
then,
he came up. It was kind of a rainy day up at Skinner's, and I was playing with the Howlin' Pack. He says, come on, hop on back my motorcycle. I said, I wish I could, but I can't. I got to play. And that's about how it happened.
So how did it happen with you guys putting together the band that you have now, the dance band?
I had my band and she had her band. I started a night shift dance band about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was with the Howlin' Pack, and that band had to split up for reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into another band out of St. George for a while. And they broke up, so I got in a duo with Chris Wyman, Mitch Wyman's wife.
Yes, okay.
So we played for a couple of years.
Okay.
And then when David, he says, we need a female singer up front. I says, all right, so
that's
it.
Wonderful. you know, I'm looking to do a thing here. You know, it's so nice to hear, before I'm getting ready to say what I'm going to say, couples that get together and do their thing and have a lot of fun doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I know sometimes it gets kind of rocky sometimes, but you know, never gets rocky. I'm just kidding. But anyway, you have a good time doing what you got to do, and I see you guys together all the time, just like me and Boots, all the time. And so you get out there and just have a good time and enjoy what you're doing, because we really enjoy doing the duos. I see you guys do the trios.
We have a break off of our night shift dance band, which is a 6-piece horn band.
Right.
And the bass player, Craig Ibsen, and David and I, we go out and do trios.
That's pretty good.
Now, when we played the VFW on James Island, Mike Carter, who used to be with Night Shift,
right.
He went through some stuff, so he comes out to the VFW and plays with the trio.
Okay.
Craig don't come that far.
We've been doing that about 4 years now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Now, we have done a duo. We've been to a few hippie festivals. Around South Carolina.
Fun, right? That's what it's all about. Yeah.
And we're both retired, just doing what we love to do.
Yeah, living the dream.
Being retired is wonderful. But the only thing about being retired is you do more doctor's appointments than you did when you were working.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, when I was working a regular job, retired from the military, I had time to go to appointments. But now that I'm retired, every week you get tired of the nurses coming by your house. Sorry, ladies out there. But
hey, I'm a nurse. I was a nurse for 30 years.
I don't know how I ever had time to work.
Exactly.
That's how I feel. How did I have, as busy as I am now, I'm retired, how did I have time to work?
And it's crazy, you know, because, you know, you get up in the morning, you look at your calendar, like, okay, then, you know, somebody calls and say, you got this appointment, send you a text, you got this coming next week. That, it's like, wow.
And we're trying to find time to take our dog to the dog park.
Yeah.
We just talked about that today. We had to get our dogs out there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Terry and I have a family connection.
That's what I was told.
Related on the Hatfield side.
Oh, okay.
Jeep White. When I was talking to one of my relatives, she says, we've got White in the family.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, Jeep. And wow. Yeah, so we found out that we were somehow kin.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so we call each other cousin now.
Yeah, we fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth cousin. We're somewhere in there.
It's just a
but it's
all part of the same tree.
It's a good line. Yeah, that's
true. We're all kin, really.
Yeah,
we really
it's
are.
All that tree.
Well, I'm McCoy.
You know me as
okay.
A female.
Yeah, we were going to ask you, what are some of the places that you play at that you do pretty steady?
Once a month, we're booked at.
We play every second Friday at the VFW on James Island.
Mm-hmm.
We play every third Saturday at Tommy Mac's up in Somerton.
That's nice.
And now we're playing at NOLA's like every third Saturday.
NOLA's is a great place.
NOLA's is a great place.
I like the food.
She does a good job.
Yes. Good acoustics in there, too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we play LG's.
Parties. We do annual parties out at Bono and.
Yeah.
Wow, this is great.
Yeah. High school reunions.
Oh, we've done my high school reunions 3 times.
Wow.
At the Elks Club.
That's great.
In the Town and Country.
That's
great.
That's
really good, yeah.
Well, you know, I would like to have you guys, because I'm getting with Dave, the owner. We're trying to get a land spread so we can put together a big spot out here to do a festival, because I'll be running the sound and lights for that festivity that'll be going on.
Well, that'd be nice.
And I got... I had talked to Jeep and see if he wanted to do something with his program as far as with the songwriters, Outlaw Songwriters show, on that show. And you guys are more than welcome, too, because I'll be doing some invites once we put everything in place, what it's going to be, and just come out, trucks with food, jewelry, and
all this good stuff.
So him and I, we sit back and try to put this thing together. And it's going to be a lot of fun right here in Cottage.
Is it like
Hill.
A hippie fest?
Hippie, reggae.
Because that Terry will come up as a hippie,
hippie
fest.
Hippie, reggae,
yeah, I got my tie
R&B,
on
some of everything. You know, yeah.
Yeah,
so
know,
we're
going to
have a good time and just have a good time. And, you know, just like on the radio station. I always like to give my special guests always the open door to come back and do some stuff with your band. When you're hosting you on the show, if you want to do 3 people or whatever way you feel that you want to do it, and you come back. Mm-hmm. And yes.
Let me give a plug for next week. Next Friday night we'll be at Trolley Pub.
Okay.
Yeah.
Saturday night we'll be at LG's.
Okay.
Night Shift Dance Band. And you can look us up on Facebook, Night Shift Dance Band.
We also played the fair last year.
Okay. That's cool.
Yeah. Where did we all meet at? Was it Smokey's Place at the Jam?
I think
Home Team Barbecue.
Home Team was the first place I did a jam at.
Yeah.
Yep.
Me too.
Yeah.
In like 2012.
To me, that was one of the best spots when I got here was Home Team, because there were so many people. You could get
you
there.
You
had to get there early.
I know. Because
if you didn't get there early enough.
You had to stand up.
Yeah. Or be out
or
in the back.
Outside.
And it was a nice spot. I was wishing one day he would bring that back, because to me, I thought that was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many people come in and have a good time, you know. And yeah. But I tell you, though, you know, it's a nice thing to know about places where you play. People come out and see you and support you.
Oh, yeah.
Because at the VFWs, I like the VFWs because mm-hmm. we play at one back in Wisconsin. And Jeep got us into one. What is the young man named that owns that beer? David?
Well, he's the canteen manager.
Okay.
At the American Legion.
Yeah, American Legion.
Yeah.
And that place is nice. People.
Yeah, we play there too.
You do?
At the American Legion of Holly, yeah.
Okay. And I tell you, the people are so nice.
Yeah.
They enjoy.
Make you feel welcome.
Yeah.
You
and
know,
the one West Ashley.
Yeah, you played at my American Legion because I was there then.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, and that place is so cool. They sit there and they have their little hand things and tambourines and maracas and have a good time.
I remember one night at the VFW, we're talking about the VFW on Camp Road there on James Island. Y'all helped me out one time. Remember that?
Yes.
Because somebody that I was playing with couldn't make it. And I called you.
You called
us right there.
Yeah, we, you know.
That was great.
Yeah, thank you. This is what we do to try to help each other out.
And exactly.
That's how I think that this music business is going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you guys, you have a following, everybody gets in and mix it up a little bit, and that keeps it rolling.
Well, you know, things kind of started at Home Team, but they really took off at Smokies as far as people getting to meet and know each other.
Yes.
And it, you know, Smokies was a real...
a family.
Yeah, it was. It was a real family. And, you know, you got to play with a lot of different people. And
it was centrally located where it was a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of parking and...
good food.
Food was good.
Oh my God.
And Smokey was a huge supporter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, most definitely, yeah.
I saw him last night.
How's he doing?
He's doing okay.
Good.
Okay, he's doing okay. You know, he's still, I don't know.
He's a fighter.
I don't know how much more they can cut out of him. Because every time I see him, he goes, well, I had another surgery, and they took this out and took that out. But, I mean, he's still looking good and still hanging in there. And got Smokey's sense of humor.
There you go.
Well, when we played at Tommy Mac's for St. Patrick's Day party, Smokey had given Daly Thomas his recipe for corned beef cabbage.
And he
hadn't given that to anybody.
Yes.
It was really good.
Yeah. He made some of that for, you know, and he had some at Smokey's Bar one time for me. I said, well, you know, I like this. He asked me, Big Daddy, you like corned beef? I said, sure.
Yeah.
And he did a good job cooking it up. It was really good. I used to like the burgers there and the people. I had a good time. Mm-hmm. Now, the person that really got me fired up about Smokey's, Captain Kirk.
Yeah. Oh,
we can't
Captain
do anything
Kirk.
Without bringing up Captain Kirk. Captain
James Kirk,
for me and my wife, vehicles break down, excellent mechanic. He was always there, never told us no. And, wow.
And David did an awesome job taking care of him.
Yeah, I was going to say, y'all two really, in his last days, y'all really went above and beyond to help him take care of him.
Yeah.
He was a good friend. I've known him for a long time.
Nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Nice guy.
Yeah. President of the Blues Club.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And I used to mess with him a lot of times. I used to say, he'll say, well, my daddy used to say.
Yeah.
And I would tell him, I say, my daddy used to say.
You know, back in 2005, he was in a band with Linda Johnson.
Yes.
And, of course, she's passed away now. God rest her. And I got in the band with Linda Johnson and Mike Peterman and Cliff Griswold.
Wow.
Yeah.
Captain was famous for, I love you, and ain't a damn thing you can do about it.
That's right.
Yes, he used to tell us that all the time.
All the time.
And he used to tell the women, you stink nice.
I know he gave us one of his old CDs.
Yeah. He was just fantastic. That guy is...
biggest heart ever.
Yes. I can't say enough about him.
We got a bunch of drum equipment at the house that used to belong to Captain Kirk.
Yes.
He left the material.
We had some, too. One of his drum sets we had. One of his, yeah. And I tell you, you know, you can sit back and we can talk about all this great history, and the only thing we do is just keep it going, keep it alive, and do what we got to do and just have fun and keep sharing it, everybody. And everybody just come together and just try to make this a thing work. Because that's the way I've always been taught to do the music up north.
Yes.
Everybody
comes.
In a big melting pot, like gumbo.
Yes.
Put it together, and if you put it together right, it tastes good.
Absolutely.
We love having people come and sit in.
Yes. Yeah, I enjoy sitting in you guys, man. It's fun. But, yeah, you guys got to come do that with us sometime.
Yeah.
At NOLA's.
And I love doing harmony, so.
Yeah, that's great.
When I was playing with Chris Wyman, she always stayed monotone on the melody. And every song was harmony for me. And I loved it.
Cool.
For 2 years I did that.
That's good.
Now, you know, Chris is someone I would like to have on the show, too.
Oh,
I'm trying to get an all-female on the show someday. Maybe it could be Chris, my wife, you, and a couple other females, and just have an all-ladies show. If you guys would like to have an all-ladies band on this here show, call in at WVFF 97.7. Cottageville, the number is 843-835-8976. Option number 3, y'all. Hey, I'm going to talk one more time about the Red Brick House Club at the Patriots Club. Mm. The doors open up at 5 p.m. on Thursday and Friday. Thursday night, open mic. That's right. If you know how to sing, tell a joke, and tell secrets about your friends, come on in. Listen to this awesome rapper down here, the producer of the show. He is awesome. And also, Friday evenings, live entertainment, y'all. I don't know who's going to be on the lineup this week, but yeah. And most of all, special deals for that day. You get 2 8-ounce steaks, or is it 10? Yeah. 2 potatoes.
Wow. Mm.
2 salads. And 2 glasses of red wine or beer, whatever it is that you want. You see that $39.95?
That's a good deal.
Yeah, but this is a deal mm-hmm. for two people right here. You get 2 8-ounce steaks, 2 baked potatoes, 2 salads, 2 glasses of wine. That's a great deal. Because normally most steak places you go to, that's like 40-some bucks exactly. just for one steak. They yeah, ain't talking about the extras, you know?
And where's this located at?
It's open right here at the Red Brick Patriots Club, right here, where we at right now. We're in the back with the radio station right here. Cottageville, y'all.
Yeah.
Come on down here and have a good time. Don't forget about the open mic. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to get started. We're going to do one more song for you guys on WBFF 97.7. And our special guest, Terry and Dave, is going to do a song by Miss...
John Prime.
John Prime, but Bonnie Raitt is one who really mm-hmm. put this song out there. John Prime did a great song. It's his song, but
yeah.
Bonnie Raitt really set the fire to this song.
She
it's
sure
called
did.
Angel from Montgomery Girl. Here we go, guys. This is the last song.
I can't hold on to believe in.
ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Terry and Dave. That's a song, a great song that they just did.
Thank you.
We'd like to thank DMG for being on the show today.
Thank y'all for having us.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you. Yes. Welcome. And ladies and gentlemen, you can be looking forward to seeing these guys down here at the Patriot Club inside doing their thing too. We're going to make sure we get these guys down here to do some playing for you with that band. It's a nice shift dance band. You got to have a good time. And when they do come down here, come on out and have a good time and enjoy the food and have a great time. All right. So this is a wrap for the FF 97.7 radio station. I'm Big Daddy Kate, and this is my special guest right here, Mr. Jeep White, my co-host, and Bootsay. And our special guest again is Terry and Dave.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys
for tuning in. Thank you, Big Daddy.
Thank you, Big Daddy.
And our sound man, engineer, the man above that does it all. How about it? All right. Hey, we had a good time. We'll see you guys next Tuesday with some more special guests. And hopefully you guys will get a special treat when we try to put together a all-female review down here. And, I'm looking forward to that. And we're going to have a good time. You guys have a great time. Stay safe and enjoy yourself. Be blessed most of all. Bye-bye.
That's all for this episode of the Big Daddy Cade Blues You Can Use Show. Keep on grooving and join us next Tuesday for more blues guests, giveaways, and good times. Only here on WVFF 97.7 FM Veterans for Freedom Radio, the Truth in Broadcasting Corporation.